This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Former Vice President and Democratic Party nominee Joe Biden met Thursday with the family of Jacob Blake, a black man shot by a white police officer in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Biden spent more than an hour in private with Blake's father, Jacob Blake Sr., his siblings, and one of his attorneys. Blake's mother, Julia Jackson, and another attorney, Benjamin Crump, joined in by phone. Crump said the younger Blake participated in the meeting by telephone from his hospital bed. Blake's shooting touched off several days of sometimes violent protests in the city. President Trump visited 2 days ago, but did not meet with the Blake family. Later, Trump is headed to another battleground state for November's election, Biden's birth state of Pennsylvania. The White House is denying that President Donald Trump's comments urging voters in North Carolina to vote by mail and then try to vote again in person to test the mail-in ballot system this year are aimed at undercutting the presidential election. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany insisted the president has fought hard for an election system that is fair and free from fraud or abuse.
So what Democrats want you to do is say, trust us, but don't verify. Don't verify that your vote's been counted. This president's trying to enfranchise Americans, which is exactly what he's been saying. He wants every American to have a vote.
Earlier, Trump had tweeted that people who vote by mail early should show up at polling places and vote again if their ballots haven't been counted. That was a slight walk back from comments on Wednesday when he suggested people vote twice to test the mail-in system. The president claims, without evidence, that the November 3rd election will be awash in fraud because so many voters will mail in their ballots to avoid being exposed to the coronavirus at polling sites. This is VOA News. Facebook says it's taking more steps to encourage voting and to work against misinformation as the presidential election approaches. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
Facebook has long been criticized for not fact-checking political ads or limiting how they can be targeted at small groups. Starting a week before the election, the company says it will ban new political ads, though existing ones will still be seen. Facebook will also remove posts with obvious misinformation, both about voting and COVID-19. CEO Mark Zuckerberg says the election will not be business as usual. He says that means helping people register and vote, and also taking steps to reduce chances of civil unrest after the election if results are delayed. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Hong Kong media tycoon and longtime China critic Jimmy Lai was found not guilty of criminal intimidation on Thursday. We get more from Reuters' Adam Reed.
A Hong Kong court declared media tycoon and pro-democracy activist Jimmy Lai not guilty of criminal intimidation on Thursday. It brings to an end one of several cases currently against him after his high-profile arrest last month under a controversial new Chinese national security law. The verdict for this case dated back to a 2017 incident and was unrelated to his recent arrest. Lai has been an outspoken critic of Beijing and had been accused of using foul language when confronting a reporter from the Oriental Daily News, a major competitor to Lai's tabloid Apple Daily. Prosecutors in the case said Lai had intimidated the Oriental Daily reporter. However, his lawyers argued that Lai had been followed by reporters for 3 years, and his comments were not intended to harm the reporter, but only to express his exasperation.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. Singer Blanco Brown, who had a country hit last year with The Get Up, has been seriously injured in a traffic accident. AP's Margie Zaralletta reports.
Blanco Brown was in a head-on collision Monday night near his home in Atlanta, according to his publicist. Brown had a 12-hour surgery to address significant but unspecified injuries and is expected to need more surgeries. He is currently resting in intensive care. Brown's song The Get Up was number one on Billboard's Hot Country Songs chart for 12 weeks after being a viral sensation on the TikTok app. I'm Archie Zaralletta.
Wall Street's main indexes closed sharply lower as investors dumped the high-flying technology sector. The Dow Jones Industrials dropped more than 2.75%, while the S&P lost more than 3.5%. The Nasdaq fell almost 5%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.